Okay, so I believe I'm already recording.
All right.
So what is your name and how old are you?
My name is Brenda McDowell. I'm 79 years old.
Okay.
What else would you like to know?
Well, I have a lot of questions.
Go ahead.
So in our class, we talk about like creativity as like the big C creativity, and creativity is like a little C. So big C is like, you know, people that utilize creativity every day and are like more unique than some people, and little C creativity is just like, so which do you think you would classify yourself under?
Big C.
Big C? Awesome. And then like growing up, how would you see that? Like, when you were growing up, were you different than other kids, or did you...
Oh, yes.
More? Yeah?
Oh, yes. I didn't like school at all, because by the time I got to school in kindergarten, I knew everything. It was so boring. And I don't remember going off into my head for... imagination, you know,
mm-hmm.
That would have been helpful if I had learned at that point to do that. I could just sit there and daydream. I just didn't like it. My earliest creativity
mm-hmm.
was drawing on the wall behind my crib with this brown stuff that I found in the bed. Mom said that I started early, probably two. Mm. I don't know how old I was at that point, but I drew all the way through school, and I graduated from Drake University with a Bachelor of Fine Arts. So, that part of my background is there. Along the way, I didn't actually put it to work, except with teaching kids. I did scouts,
mm-hmm.
boys and girls, because I had one child of each group. I wake up thinking about what project I'd like to do next. Usually don't get them done, but I think about them a lot.
Right.
Hurry to get to wake up to watch the fiber arts program at 5 o'clock in the morning on Create TV.
Oh, really?
I overslept today. I missed it.
Oh.
But I keep that going. I joined the quilt guild,
mm-hmm.
and within that guild there are smaller groups. I've been not been doing a very good job of going to some of the groups. There's the art quilt group.
Mm-hmm.
They're exploring different ways of dyeing and decorating cloth.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's more creative than the other groups, which are looking to make things for. One is Quilts of Valor. They do quilts for veterans.
Aww.
And then there's the SOS group, which is Share Our Skills. And they do quilts for charity. I belong to both. I haven't been going very much because I'm sort of burnt out this summer, but...
Right. How long have you been going to, like, the quilt-making groups?
A couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller groups, 3 years for the bigger group, but there are almost 300 people in that guild.
That's a lot.
And so if you only see them for an hour once a month...
Right.
I was almost on the verge of dropping out because I didn't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anybody to prod me and actually get stuff done. I think about it and I get them started.
What do you think is the biggest like barrier sometimes with like finishing an art project?
lead in the butt.
Yeah.
I don't, that plus I'm thinking of something else to do. I love the sensation of thinking about how am I going to do that? Right now I'm thinking, how can I make a set of placemats easily, simply, and have them be unique and me? And so, you know, that's going through my head. The last three nights I've gone to sleep thinking about it, wake up thinking about it.
So would you say you have an active imagination now?
Yeah.
And daydreaming? When do you think that started? You said you weren't doing that in, like, elementary school.
But... Oh. Oh, I've been doing that most of my adult life. A lot of dreaming is trying to think about how to do something. I'll wake up knowing that I've been dreaming about this project, whatever it is. How am I going to do this? Because I don't really know how to do that particular thing. So how do I get around what I don't know to do something else?
Do you think when you were maybe younger, or like when you had your kids, you would get more of those projects done, or like integrate them into making them with you?
No, I have lots of unfinished jobs. No, I don't think I've ever been very good at finishing something. I like to start things. That's the fun thing. And the other part just gets boring.
Yeah.
So I don't do it very well. I don't do it very well.
So what are some of the projects recently that you've, like, within the last, like, maybe, like, 10 years that you've started?
Well, go back to the Cult Guild. Their challenge this year is to do PhDs. Projects half done. And I have several that I want to finish. I'm deep into genealogy, and I have pictures of my female antecedents. Antecedents, is that right?
Ancestors?
The ones who came before me.
Yeah, those people.
And so I've incorporated them into a small quilt.
Oh.
Wall hanging. I was hearing from people how difficult it was to stitch curves. So I incorporated curves and the pictures. It's not finished yet. I have to quilt it.
That's cool though.
The top is done. It's too small to give to somebody to put on their long arm machine.
Right.
So I'm going to have to do it by hand. Or on my little sewing machine. I have another one that my daughter, when she was in grade school, they took a trip out to the Nature Center when all that was at the Nature Center was a red barn. And so she painted that picture. I saved it, put it through the computer, and have it on a piece of material that will be probably my first PhD.
Are your kids really creative?
My daughter is. My son is not so much. He has these wild ideas, but they're not. They're more in how to decorate his truck or how to, not so much decorate it as find the right rims for it.
Yeah. Do you think that like your femininity has anything to do with your creativity and like your daughter's?
Versus his?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Growing up, my creativity was probably stronger than their father's.
Mm-hmm.
He was very intelligent, very clever, very much a horticulturist. His creativity was in the garden.
Right.
Neither one of them picked up on that. They didn't. They don't care.
Right.
So to the extent that that's their balance, yeah, probably. My virtue, by virtue of being feminine, or some of that, but to say across the board,
right?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys used to do art projects together when you were growing
with
up?
With the little ones, yeah. When they were little, yeah.
Do you think that helped you as a teacher at all, being creative?
Well, I'm sure it did. I mean, after all, that's inherent. You have to figure out a way to create a process. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, yes, creativity would be a useful thing.
For a teacher. Did you enjoy teaching?
Well, you know, just in class, those little classes, yeah, I enjoyed that. I was, now I'm working with Kirkwood as a tutor. I haven't, my strength is in reading as opposed to math, but I got assigned a math guy who wasn't too sure he wanted to be there. He sort of disappeared. He's no longer taking classes and not seeing me, but early report was that I was a good teacher, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening in his life, he's 30 years old and a lot goes on. It's hard to start at fifth grade when you're 30 years old, so.
Did you ever continue school after your bachelor's in teaching? In fine arts?
I took several classes out at Kirkwood. I wanted to learn how to use the big machinery for constructing. My mom was wonderful. She was very creative. And so I use her as my comparison, you know, as opposed to my father who farmed, but he was not creative. I went out to Kirkwood. I made myself a nail setter on the big lathe with the, I want to learn to use the lathe, but this was a metal lathe and it was just really little, and but I did it. I haven't been back.
But you did it.
But I did it.
That's amazing.
The other classes have been more through the, since my husband died, I've got garden to look after and I don't know anything about gardening. It was not my strength either.
Right.
And so I've been trying to learn in the Kirkwood has supported the extension office. And so I've gone to a couple of things out there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Gone to the Nature Center for some classes there. Same topic. But it's pretty scattered.
Yeah.
Not very goal-oriented beyond now.
Right.
Whatever is now.
So do you think getting older has ever, like, hindered you from taking on any projects? Or have you thought about it much?
I keep trying to tell myself that since I turned 70, you're getting old, Brenda. 70. Remember that. Turned 79 this month, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it gets in the way to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not as quick to do things physically. You know, I watch television. I create TV as my go-to. And all these people are traveling all over the world. And they're hiking up these hills and are paddling in their canoes and their kayaks, and it looks like fun, but my shoulders won't allow it, my knees won't allow it. I'm hesitant about getting on a boat.
Right.
A big boat with miles of water underneath. I would like to travel. But I do think about it a lot as being a problem for my age. But doesn't keep me from thinking.
Right. So you haven't seen any change in your thought process as you've gotten older? Your creativity has stayed like...
Not that I've attributed to that. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, those things happen incrementally, very little time. You don't notice it.
Right.
So it makes sense that time would make a difference. But I only know what I'm going through at the moment.
Right.
You know? If it's not been brought to my attention, what I'm doing, mm-hmm. so that I can think about it and go back to make comparisons, no, it just is. Mm-hmm.
So do you think like creativity and stuff like that still like gives you influence in some of the projects you're doing now?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I like the new term that they're using for people who are creative. We're makers. Mm. We make things. We make things happen, you know. Yeah, I like that. I like that new term. Mm-hmm. It was strange at first, but as I heard it multiple times and considered it, I just, you know, it's...
Well, because that would even tie in your husband's creativity with, like, mm-hmm. gardening and...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to tell you about my mother. Mm-hmm. She would do anything. She grew up as the eldest of 7 kids. Her mother and her grandmother were creative too, in that they made quilts. Some of that rubbed off on mother and her, I guess all of her sisters. She had 4 sisters. And as I think about it, every one of them were creative. They made things.
Right.
The 2 brothers, not so much, but the women. Mom married Dad right out of high school. Dad was a young farmer, and she'd be out in the fields helping him with that. The thing that amazed me the most, before I was 12, she had designed and built the cabinets for her kitchen, wall cabinets, and an island.
Mm, and she built all of it?
She did it all by herself, as far as I know.
Right.
Dad may have helped her by holding it, but she was the impetus. Then she decided she wanted to learn how to weld. So she took a class, learned how to weld, and built this beautiful mailbox thing with a great big L made out of chains that she welded together. Mm. L being our initial. And, she did the whole name. Yeah, she did the whole name, which is Lord. And so she, you know, she did that.
That's cool.
And then in the 80s, she decided she wanted to paint. So I think she watched Bob Ross.
Oh, really?
A lot. Uh-huh. And she started painting. She and Dad would take trips. She'd come home and she'd do a painting. The walls in my house now are just covered with her paintings. Then she got bored with that. She decided she wanted to learn how to do fly fishing. So she started making flies. I don't know that she did more than 2 or 3 trips, but that's okay. She tried.
That's cool, though, that she continued to take on new projects. Mm-hmm. Would you say you kind of do the same thing with, like, the quilts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's my example. Mm-hmm. It's a thing you're supposed to do. You don't sit around, well, you can sit around and read, that's okay. If you're watching television and you're learning something, that's okay. But just sit around and vegetate, No.
Yeah.
You gotta be learning something.
Gotta be doing something.
Doing and or learning.
That's probably what do you think like makes you feel younger? 79 doesn't really click in when you're still learning.
Yeah, if we're talking about a mental thing, yeah. Thinking makes me not know that my shoulders ache and my knees hurt and because my mind is somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's cool. Well, I'm excited that active imagination entertains you throughout the day.
Oh, I asked my grandmother once.
Mm-hmm.
She was in her 90s. Oh, let me preface this first. I remember distinctly sitting in Miss Plopper's third grade room, trying to imagine what it would feel like when I was 50 years old. I was so far away. And I remembered that when I got to be 50. I thought, there's no difference. Body's different, this people are different, but yeah, it's the same. When I was in my teens and I asked my grandmother how she felt, and she was in her 90s, she said, well, if it wasn't for my body, I'd feel like a teenager. Yeah, that's the way it is. You know, if your mind is active, the body's a drag, but what are you going to do? It's what you've got to work with.
Right.
So you keep it healthy. You learn how, what is the best way to feed it. Make it exercise if you can. I do have some shortcomings.
Yeah.
Getting off the couch, because it's much more fun to learn something.
Yeah.
Than it is to do something. Although I would love to have a bicycle. There is a company that makes what do they call it? Road cars? Roads bikes? I don't know, but it's two bikes side by side with an overhang.
Oh, I think I've seen what you're talking about.
And I think that would be so wonderful. Except, where would you ride it? And where would I ride it? In my situation, I live on a very busy street.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting out into the road on a bicycle, to my frame of mind at my age, that would be extremely dangerous. And it's too wide to ride on the trails. Okay, so just think about it. That's all you're going to get to do. I had fantasized about, before my mother died, that she and I would get out on, but it's still the same problem, you know, you're still in the same plot spot. So that never happened.
Right.
Probably won't happen. Now I'm looking at a terabike.
Okay.
Which is a single bike. And it's low slung tricycle. It's teratrike, not terabike.
Oh, okay.
Teratrike. Gosh, the thing's almost cost as much as a car. You know, they're $1,000. But even a Schwinn is way up there, you know.
Right.
So until I get up the courage, until I find a secondhand one that I can actually afford.
Right.
Exercise is going to have to, I have to go back to the gym and swim. But I would rather think.
Mm-hmm.
So the body
has to catch up.
Has to catch up, yes.
That's cool. Okay, that is all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope it was